This is Dr. Joanne Peeler with the Georgia Psychological Foundation, bringing you a mental health moment. Today, we'll be talking with Dr. B. Nilaja Green. Dr. Green is a PhD, Atlanta-based licensed clinical psychologist who's specifically trained in evidence-based trauma intervention. Dr. Green, tell us about trauma.
As a trauma therapist presently practicing in increasingly traumatizing times, I know how important it is for therapy clients and non-clients alike to know that they can take care of their emotional and mental well-being. And so I have 5 tips to offer today for improving your mental and emotional wellness in this moment. Number one, get present. So much of psychological disorder is connected to rumination, guilt, regret, and worry about the past, or anxieties and fears about the future, missing the present moment. And our lives are happening now. Here is where we have choice, where we have power, and where we have possibility. Number two, suspend judgment of yourself and others. I often say that when we judge, we end the conversation. Rather than operating according to assumptions, if we replace judgment with curiosity, that allows us to open ourselves to possibility and the complexity of human experience. It also gets us out of black or white thinking. Number three, get off of autopilot. Choose your responses wisely. Rather than operating according to life scripts that may or may not have been helpful for you, when you bring attention and intention to the things you say, the things you do, and the relationships you build, you are more likely to have a life that is reflective of what you value and what you want it to be. Number four, notice and respond to your body and its needs. Very often in the West, we operate under the false assumption that our minds are separate from our bodies. But when we eat well, exercise, and sleep, we have a greater capacity for our attention, for motivation, and even for regulating our emotions. Taking care of our bodies is just as good as taking care of our minds. And number five, don't believe everything you think. In a culture that often values and overvalues thinking, we identify with our thoughts, particularly those thoughts that tell us that we're not valuable, we're not worthwhile, and we are imposters. When we allow ourselves some separation from those thoughts, we have a greater capacity to challenge them and to really discover whether or not they're helpful. Then we can create thought patterns that are more helpful and maybe even more truthful.
Thank you so much, Dr. Green. These are very helpful tips for taking care of our emotional and mental well-being.